Hi, this is Malika Chopra with intent.com, and I'm speaking to Ashley Arrow, who is the recipient of a $5,000 grant, part of the Johns Hopkins University Student Ataxia Ambassador Program. So we're going to talk about that and learn what they're doing. So welcome, Ashley, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so can you first explain to me, and I've read a little bit on the site about what you guys are doing, and in particular about ataxia, and let me know how we pronounce that.
Yes, ataxia is a really rare disorder of the nervous system. It's a lot like well-known disorders such as Parkinson's disease in the sense that it happens when your brain cells die, except the part of the brain that dies in patients with ataxia is called the cerebellum. And the cerebellum is a little kind of odd-looking part at the back underside of the brain near the spinal cord, and it's basically in control of your movement and your coordination. So ataxia patients suffer from a lack of coordination, and that's actually where the name comes from. Ataxia, it comes from Greek, lack of coordination. So it's a pretty rare disorder. It affects about 150,000 people in the United States, but it's really debilitating for those who have it. So what my group is trying to do is kind of bring awareness and help people, know what ataxia is about, and it's our hope that through this we can foster research too.
That's great. And now, are you a student at Hopkins, at Johns Hopkins University?
Yes, I'm a neuroscience student. I'm in my senior year.
Excellent, excellent. And so how did you get involved in this topic and this particular disease?
I've always been really fascinated by movement. I spent my life as a dancer from a really young age, and so when I came to study neuroscience at Hopkins, I wanted to know more about how the brain controls this movement and you make something that's really intangible, like a thought, into an actual thing, physical motion. So in my sophomore year, I won a fellowship through a program called the Macklin Fellowship in Ataxia Edification. And basically, this is a program which takes a few Hopkins students, whether they're undergraduates or whether they're researchers or they're studying to be physicians, and it allows them to meet some ataxia patients and also go to some meetings of the National Ataxia Foundation. So that's kind of how I got involved a little bit. And I also spoke to a surgeon at one of these meetings that I attended who had become afflicted with ataxia, and he told me that he was able to kind of reteach himself how to walk using dance classes, and that's something that really spoke to me. So I just wanted to combine the arts with ataxia, and that's sort of where our idea developed for the Arts for Ataxia Initiative.
That's great. So are you doing with the $5,000 that you got through the Pepsi Refresh grant?
Yes. Our Pepsi Refresh grant has been absolutely instrumental already, just the name, in sort of bringing attention to what we're trying to do. So we're going to set up a series of events throughout the school year that will be in conjunction with the Chesapeake chapter of the National Ataxia Foundation. And we're throwing these events in an effort to get students out and to get community members out and become involved in understanding what ataxia is. Our biggest event was actually September 25th, so we're just finishing wrapping that one up. And we had over 748 people who came out, and we listened to some speakers from the Fight Ataxia organization, from the National Ataxia Foundation, and from the Ataxia Center down at Johns Hopkins Medical. And it was really exciting. I feel like a lot of people came away with a sense of not only what the disease was, but also that they could really do something to help both raise awareness, push policymakers to, fund research, and also, get involved in that research themselves. There's a high proportion of students at Hopkins and in the surrounding area that are really interested in medicine in general. And I think that now that they know a little bit more about the disease, they, a few of them could become interested, could, want to get more involved, could join the student organization, that type of thing. So we're hoping to do more of the same as that throughout the school year and see if we can just raise the level of education and awareness about the disease.
Well, great. You're the I've spoken to several young people, students who have really taken the initiative for projects that they're passionate about or that are affecting their community, and I really applaud and congratulate you for doing this. It's not an easy thing to win this grant, and then also to just kind of take that and really build your community awareness around that. So huge, huge congratulations.
Thank you.